afternoon. Today is Thursday, November the 14th, 314th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, familiar. And
hi.
And aging, I guess, would be the simplest way. Joining us this afternoon, we've got Dan Price. He would be the familiar.
Hello.
Yes.
Nice to be here.
Nice to have you in for more than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Betty Chin. Hello,
hi.
Lady.
Hi,
everybody. And then the...
Comic relief.
Yeah. Yeah. The other guy, Mr. Tyson. I guess you're just kind of old habit, huh?
I'm just average Joe.
Just average... You're not average Dave, you're average Joe?
Either way.
Okay, you're incognito. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about Betty's Transition Center.
Yes.
Just kind of leave it at that. It's opening, well, I guess it kind of sort of opened, but there's open houses going on this weekend. So we'll talk about some of the things that are going on, the foundation itself, how Dan is still involved with this thing, and what Dave is up to when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 3:13. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Dan Price, Dave Tyson, and Betty Chin. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from, let's see, which one was I going to go with? There we go. Theodore Adorno. Quote, "The hardest thing about any political campaign is how to win without proving that you're unworthy of winning." Had to be a little something for Tyson. You know, he finally shows up after ignoring us for almost a year.
I was here not too long ago.
Were you?
Yeah.
You got lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. If you're not on air, if you're just cruising the parking lot, that doesn't really count for much.
I was, doing a Rambo or a drive-by.
Oh, good, good. It's tough to do. I think he now knows it's tough to do a drive-by when the road ends in the parking lot. Yeah, but we did to see the tracks. So, Betty, you're opening, you've opened... the center. Is it what you were hoping for this time last year?
This time, I'm hoping for the people can regain their strength and return home or got some job or something like that and then doesn't need to live in the street anymore. Because I do have a whole bunch of people ready to change their lifestyle or life.
Oh, and so you've got a line of folks waiting to take advantage of the opportunity?
Yes, yes. We happened one already, had a job and live in a house already. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. That's been, what, 4 days?
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, did you bring God into this thing?
I think he's there a lot more than we all know, Brian.
Yeah.
No, there's already a wonderful success story. And Dave could fill us in on the details, but a young man who'd been... out of work, and I think he was living on the streets, wasn't he, Betty?
Yeah, for three and a half years. Yes, yeah.
Really out of work, on the streets, actually had skills that could help us in the reconstruction project. He got hired, and I think he's getting really high honors from those who are supervising him, and I think now he's on his way to full-time employment and being off the streets and feeling good about it. You can just see his self-esteem improve by the week as you look at his face. He's got his dignity back, and it's a success story already.
Isn't that the goal of the entire effort?
Yep.
To do that? Yep. So how would Dave know what this more detail about this guy?
Well, because he kind of keeps track of the dollars and cents. We always look to Dave. He's got that just down to earth, honest beard, honest Abe. Right now, I know we're on radio, so you can't see.
That's okay.
His beard.
I do appreciate somebody who has a whiter beard than I do.
Beard.
I mean, it's kind
of
nice.
Plenty of white there. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, he has more hair than I do too, so I can't say anything.
But we have a great board. Betty has assembled a board. She calls us the dream team, which is kind of flattering, but you know, people dream and then there's nightmares too. But so far we're working together hard, and Dave has done amazing work already, just kind of keeping us, you know, on track and going the right direction.
Okay, that's two compliments in one segment.
I'm just waiting.
Oh, you better start talking, man.
Well, he's retired. Nobody's popular till they're retired.
Right.
Well, that explains some stuff for me. Okay.
For all of us.
Let's don't go there, though.
So, Dave, you were kind of a liaison for a period. You've been active for a period. You've been part of this thing also. Is it hitting the numbers that you were hoping for?
Well, we'd always like the, you know, more funding. That's always an important part of any type of private nonprofit. But as we all recognize, whether it's the Betty Chin Foundation or youth softball or baseball or football or whatever cause in this county, people are remarkable in their willingness to give, and we've had some success in that, both in the area of our fundraisers. So we did a fundraiser in May and generated over $40,000 total in that fundraiser, both at the fundraiser and then from donations that came in from that event, and then grants that we're receiving here, local grants from communities as well as private nonprofits that have helped us. The churches are helping us. And, you know, as a treasurer of the organization, and I think Dan can attest to this as the president, you know, we have a funding machine in Betty. Betty has a track record now of helping people more so than I think anybody, any one person can realize. I know every day I hear stories from Betty or people around Betty about what she's done recently with someone or some group, some children, and it's remarkable. But, you know, Betty does attract dollars, which is also very helpful to keeping this organization running. And I guess to point out that the dollars that we collect that are given to us are local dollars. They do stay here locally to run the day center, and that's very important for, I think, people to understand.
Is that the official title? Is it day center or transition center?
The word transition, I don't.
It's a part of the center programming.
Day center,
and then we had transition housing as part of the programming.
Yeah. And the foundation is the overarching entity.
Right. The foundation is the whole organization, the whole kit and caboodle. And the day center, I guess we're referring a little more to the facility and what programs will take place there.
Mm-hmm. KINS, News and Information Times, 319. We'll be back with more.
Now I'm going to Sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater is now celebrating its 30th season with 6 treats for Humboldt audiences. First is the George S. Kaufman Moss Hart Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, You Can't Take It With You. Then the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strip. After the holidays, there'll be a double feature straight from ancient Greece, the murderous tragedy Oedipus the King and the comedy Women in Congress. Next is the side-splitting Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a parody in which all 17 of the Bard's plays are played in 97 minutes. Late spring features the North Coast premiere of the popular Les Miserables. The season ends with The Poor of New York, a melodrama from 1857 of the problems of a middle-class family not all that different from today's. For dates, times, and details, call 442-6278. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic organization dedicated to the people and events that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Betty Chin, along with Dave Tyson and Dan Price. As you folks look at what the project is at this point, and certainly there's, you know, the paint's still wet on the project, so it hasn't really matured. Where do you see it? I don't know, say 5 years. Is it doing the same stuff, or is Catholic Charities kind of pushing you in one direction or wanting you to go in one area? Do you guys want to go in some other areas if there was more money thrown down? Where do you see this thing after it gets rolling?
Well, you know, we're getting our, as you say, getting our feet wet with the day center, transitional center just now opening. But there are certainly needs in the community beyond what we're going to provide at the day center. We've already had requests by the city of Eureka and by others to expand the services that we're thinking about providing into areas of housing and delivery of food. And those are certainly areas of need in the community at some point. And hopefully our model, the day center model, the foundation model that we've created works and can approach those issues at some point in time. But we, I think right now the board is really wanting to be very successful with the day center.
Aren't there others providing those functions?
There are. But, you know, I think that, again, the people that have approached us are looking for a seamless transition between all of those services, and they aren't seeing that right now.
Somebody made reference to church involvement. Dan, certainly, that's an area that you're a little bit more sensitive to.
I'd like to talk to that.
Than perhaps Mr. Tyson is. What has been the response from the local religious community?
I think it's been very positive, and I think Betty, because she is not political, tends to draw people together from a lot of different quarters in our community, including the religious community. Now, hey, if you can get churches to come together and cooperate, you're doing something, because, you know, we get into little debates about how many angels can sit on, you know, the head of the pin of a needle or a pin or needle, and we just kind of fragment, but really... service unites. And I think when we see the needs of the people on the streets and we realize, hey, we got a problem here in this community. This homeless thing is not going away. And we've parceled it out to the government and they've poured tons of money on top of it and it's still not going away. I mean, we are spending a lot of money to try to fix this problem. And it's with us and it's sticking, you know, to us. And it really is hurting our community and it makes us feel bad and the merchants are up in arms. And so I think that, the religious community, now not every church, but a lot of churches and pastors who see Betty's compassion and her sincerity towards the poor and homeless and see her success. I mean, she's not just saying, oh, I'd like to do this, and she's been doing it for 30 years. What she's saying is, I'd like to do it now with others, with churches, with companions on the way. And we're saying, yeah, Betty, because you can't do this forever. We'd like to see your ministry continue. That's another intent behind this, the center.
So the underlying message is she's getting old and can't handle it anymore? Is that what I heard, Dan?
Let me be diplomatic here. We are all mortal, Brian.
We're getting there.
Including you and me, and we're all getting there, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, some of us are a little quicker than others, buddy.
We're all getting old one day at a time, but some have a head start. But, you know, her work is so compassionate and so compelling. We thought, well, if we can do anything to continue this, you know, keep it going so she can train us and help us and build bridges in our community, then this is a good thing. And
Betty, what's been the reaction from the homeless community that you work with? And I know that there's segments in various populations, but the groups that you work with, what's been their reaction?
Well, they really good and happy. Somebody support me because I always on myself all these years. Finally, they found somebody support me. Like David Tyson and Pastor Dan, everyone in different walk of life there for me and more protect me because, and be truth, we get old. Some days I maybe had that problem. You know, one morning I fell down for toys and then they worry about my health too. So this is a good response for them. But what happened about our service beside a center there, that's what my dream about. I'm still outside. I still fit the people. But when the people ready to change, I bend the center, then we have somebody help them to next step. I am not a professional person. I'm more like a mom. Example for this morning, we found a woman and then need to go home. Within 45 minutes, I found her and on the ground bus on the way out to here. And that kind of fence we want to do, and I'm a really impatient person. So lucky somebody gave me money, buy their bus ticket for them to go. And another young family come here. They had nowhere to go. We found a housing for them. Are they lazy bones? Like everybody think about the homeless? I don't believe it. Because the young man come back to me and say, Betty, you get me housing. I need to do something to pay you off. So they've been cleaning up the churches. You know, that kind of stuff, that kind of people I met every day. Not like you see on the street, had a sign, ask for money, something like that. It's different type of homeless. Hopefully we can make a change.
Boy, I only got 20 seconds, so I hesitate to ask this of you. So I'll wait until after we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dan Price, Betty Chin, and Dave Tyson as the day center. Betty Chin. You're using Kwan here now?
Yes.
Also? Okay.
Yeah.
The Betty Kwan Chin
day center
is open.
Right.
I thought you didn't want to use the middle name.
Well, my men come alive again.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. That, and in some ways, if I could just add, I think that's highly significant because her maiden name is very important to Betty, and it's well known in China. Her family's known there. So it's kind of a way of her coming out into the light and saying, hey, I'm here, and I'm going to own all my names.
Pinky out with the T, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I know that we're with a celebrity, but I just didn't realize.
You didn't know
her.
How big.
Yeah. Like, yeah, her Rolodex is pretty impressive.
It goes all
the way to the White House.
Bite of the tongue really hurt that time.
Well, and all the way down to the gutters and rivers and
to radio broadcasters.
And all
that's
the way
all,
to,
yeah, that's all you need to
we'll
say.
Stop there.
We're there. Yeah.
We'll stop where we're ahead.
Yeah. Betty, before the break, you were talking about being able to help and providing another story that happened this week. Do you get as frustrated as many of us do with the folks that are standing in the corners begging with the signs, whether they appear able-bodied or not, but that crowd? Is that a segment that you're servicing, or is that somebody else?
No, that group really bothered me a lot because they really set a bad example for the homeless who really need help. And I've been encouraging people, do not get them money, because the money, you support the behave like an alcoholic, drug addiction. And also, that I call neighboring for them, the bad behave and then the addiction. But yes, it's bothered me a lot. And anybody had his hold aside, ask for something, come to ask me for food, I say, no, you had your own money. I'm not going to get your food to eat.
What is their reaction?
And you say, I'm sorry, Betty.
Oh, really? So they definitely know who you are.
Oh, yeah, they know me. Yeah.
Well, it's tough to be called out by somebody who knows what's going on.
Yeah.
True.
But they also apologize for what they did and behave and beg for money, beg for food. Basically, anybody you get your money, they go to, you know, eat alcohol or drug. That's it.
Dan, does the religious community locally have anything? One of the knee-jerk responses is that if people were donating through their churches, that would be the outreach. That would be the not the enabler, but the supporter for that segment of the population that's out there, if they're permanent or if they're just kind of moving through town. Is that a fair analogy?
Well, in the past, we were more organized. We actually had a clearinghouse, so we knew the kind of people Betty's talking about, who they were, who was, you know, hitting up on every church and getting, you know, $10 here and $20 here. And then by the end of the day, they were getting rich. But today, I think Betty has actually become the clearinghouse, at least for us in our church and a number of churches, when we have someone come to us with a need. And many people do. They still come to churches. You know, sometimes even
well, it's good that that hasn't been broken
well,
down.
That's good, but sometimes they come to service, and then afterwards you go, "I know what you want," and then I say, "Okay, we're going to talk to Betty," and then Betty knows these people. She knows whether they've been around forever and they're hitting up all the churches, or whether their story's true. So I think in some ways that's a function that's going to be shifted to the day center, sort of a clearinghouse for how to really help these people. Because we don't want to give them a handout. We want to give them a hand up. Betty's very clear about that. If you're listening, you're going to hear that, right? That this is not, you know, patronizing. We're not just going, "Oh, poor babies. We're going to treat you like little kids, and you're never going to grow up and stand on your own two feet." We want people who want to get off the streets and get their life back.
So
and
how,
have
do, you, how
dignity.
Do you make that distinct? How do you know? Is there an intake interview?
Well, I usually don't.
Okay, but, Dave, is the structure in place so that there is something like that? So when they transition from the churches and they come knocking on the door, is there something that you guys do to get a little bit more of the story?
That's the purpose of the day center. It's the intake portion of what we're talking about, and that's, you know, Betty has been doing that for all of us for decades. And, you know, the day center then will have professionals there through Catholic Charities. We've contracted with them to provide those services, as you speak of. And they will do those interviews, and they will try to help get folks into the right types of programs and headed in the right direction. You know, that is the purpose of the day center, along with some other things. We're not going to be feeding people at the day center. We're not going to be housing necessarily people at the day center. We do have a few beds there, but those are for the people who will be living there and working there. But that is the purpose of the day center. It's the intake portion of the process, and hopefully gets those folks on the way to a better life.
Obviously, there's some confidentiality issues that are associated with this, getting the information and maintaining it. What is at this point, what is the interaction with the governmental structure?
I think it's good. Dave and Betty could both answer that maybe a little. But we've talked to Phil Crandall and Health and Human Services extensively, and I think we have friendly, cordial relations with them. What would you say, Dave?
Well, both the city and the county are helping us through financially through small grants to kind of help us get started, and we will continue to apply to through the county for additional funds. So there's that partnership. The elected officials certainly are behind what we're doing. Every one of them have expressed a very strong interest in what we've done or doing. The county of Humboldt has been extremely helpful through through the elected officials, the Board of Supervisors. They've been very attentive in our process to the extent that, you know, they've set up meetings for us. They've attended a lot of our functions. We've been very pleased with the reception we've had both from the city and the county. So we think and believe in that we have a really good relationship with those folks, as well as the other service providers, the other private nonprofits. And I think once we're up and running and we have the Catholic Charity staff here, with Betty's help, those relationships will even get stronger as we become an actual entity that's operating.
To the point of being able to swing a heavy hammer?
I don't understand.
Maybe someday. It could happen. She has a dream team as her board. And none of us are quiet people. And if we see a wrong that we think needs to be fixed, we probably won't be very quiet about it.
Yeah.
And again, we're in the business of doing it through, this is a charity effort, and we're in the business of doing it through the appropriate channels and So I don't know if we'll be using hammers, but
not heavy ones.
But at least not heavy ones.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Dave Tyson, Dan Price, and Betty Chin.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop, last couple minutes with Dave Tyson, Betty Chin, and Dan Price about the Day Center with the community open house happening this Saturday. Dan, when you're talking, you're projecting, you're seeing, you're excited about this stuff. There was the community gathering at the Warfinger 2 months ago, 3 months ago now?
Unfortunately, I was not able to go to that.
I bet you've heard about it.
Oh, I heard all about it.
How would you assuade those people that this Day Center is actually going in that direction and holding hands with the overwhelming sentiment that was expressed at that meeting?
Well, okay. From what I heard about that event, initially there was a little bit of a barb or maybe a little attack or a little momentum going against Betty. But by the end of that, I think it was deflected and it went a little more towards the governmental services. Is that like Health and Human Services? Because I think the people who would look at that, let's say Tea Partiers or people who are Republicans, look at this and they have to realize that this is private. Sure, we get a few grants here and there, but this is people giving. I mean, how did it start? A realtor down there in Santa Rosa, Henry Chironi gave $500,000. This is not government money. This is Betty on her own. She's been doing this. This is personal initiative. This is private. I think deflecting that away from Betty and towards the governmental services just made a lot of sense if you're kind of on the right. But then there were people on the left who were, throwing themselves on the hood of the Arkley family and all that. And that's crazy. What good does that do? But I have a feeling that they think Betty's doing something good. Wouldn't they? How could they possibly oppose somebody going out and feeding the hungry and doing it effectively, efficiently, and compassionately?
Okay, Dave, you backed away from the mic. Slide up. You got 30 seconds. We still got to get the information. General comments about that, parallel to what Dan was?
I think it was true. That event was, there were a lot in attendance, a lot of emotion that was there on both sides of this issue. And I think for us, these types of opportunities like we're having here with you on Talk Shop, to get our message out that this is about trying to provide solutions and while helping the homeless.
So the pertinence, Dan, for the event on Saturday?
Okay, well, Saturday we have an open house from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., that's Saturday. That's this coming Saturday, 10 to 4. And I think Betty and the board members will kind of be alternating in and out.
Yeah.
So expect the house to be open, and we'd love to see you down there and just show you through it and talk to Betty or whoever's there.
Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Dan Price, Dave Tyson, and Betty Chin. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone else. See you tomorrow.